Good morning and welcome again to another edition of Biz Talk. We're glad you joined us this morning and we'd like to wish everyone a very blessed and happy Easter weekend. We hope you have a great holiday. Our guest this morning is Chris Allen. We're going to have Chris on in a few minutes. Chris is a senior commercial loan officer with Fox Communities Credit Union, and we're going to be talking about getting a business loan for your business, whether you're a startup or an existing business. Fox Communities is there to help. But first, we want to tell you about the SCORE chapter here in Appleton. Our SCORE chapter is headquartered in the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We have about 43 volunteer mentors in our chapter, and we service an 8-county area going from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We help business owners get started, and we assist existing business owners to grow their business by offering free mentoring advice to them in various areas. We have areas of marketing, strategic planning, HR, intellectual property, IT or networking, social networking, banking, cash flow, accounting. If you have a question or if you have a need in any of those areas, if you're trying to put together a business plan for the bank or the credit union, either to go get your first loan or to get your second or tenth loan, consider using SCORE to assist you. You can reach us at foxcities.score.org on our website, foxcities.score.org. All you need to do is click on that website, fill out the application for assistance, hit the send button, and probably within 3 or 4 days, a mentor will be contacting you to schedule an appointment to begin that journey. And when you fill out the application, remember to articulate the need you have so we can line you up with the mentor who has the skills to assist you with that need. In addition to the mentoring we do around the Valley, we also do some seminars and we do educational things. Randy, tell us what's coming up. We've got a really nice event coming up on May 6th.
You're right, Tony. Yeah, we do. For those of you who are aware, obviously we have the Affordable Health Care Act today, and it's a topic that's on everybody's mind because it affects everybody out there. And what we've done is we've put together a very good program coming up, as you said, on May the 6th. It's going to be from 8 until 11 in the morning, starting 7:30 registration, coffee, donuts, and snacks will be included on the front end. And the program is going to be out at the Bordini Center out by the Fox Cities Technical College. Cost is $15 each. But the program is the part that's the most important, of course, and that's going to be presenters talking about the affordable health care today and what it really means, especially as it affects you. People who should attend this would be small businesses, big businesses, individuals, anybody who is affected by it. And that means, I hate to say it, but almost everybody out there is going to be affected one way or the other.
Even insurance people, folks
right.
who counsel on this topic
right.
should attend.
Right, because our speakers are right. going to be experts in the area. Linda Heinz is our keynote. She is the principal member of Employee Benefits Administration Services. She has also been involved very, very heavily in training in compliance and working with professionals who are dealing with the business side of the Affordable Health Care Act. Our other speaker is, of course, going to be John Ulnes. John is from here locally, from Ulnes Insurance and Wellness. John is very, very expert in the area of working with individuals who need insurance coverage, who need help to get this thing sorted out. As you pointed out, John is probably one of the only people I've ever heard of who actually read the entire Health Care
right,
Act.
Right.
And then finally, we're going to have Kurt Haling from the accounting firm of Albertson Haling. And Kurt is going to approach the subject from the cost factors, what it means to you as far as your business plans,
right.
your budgeting, what this is really going to cost you in the long run, and how to plan for it.
Right.
So it should be an excellent, excellent program. As I said, May the 6th, you can register online. Just simply go out to foxcities.score.org, or you can register. Click on here on our website at the biztalkwithscore.com website. So, you know, either way, get in touch with us as soon as possible. Register, get your seat, because it's going to be a big, hopefully a very, very big crowd there.
Yeah, we're looking for a good turnout. The Affordable Health Care Act today, we built this seminar to be a how-to program. So how do we apply the information we learn when we get back to our offices with our business or our family situations? And as Randy indicated, Linda Hines is an expert in this area. She's actually a nationally recognized authority on many IRS issues and healthcare issues. Agencies of the federal government have recommended that folks attend her training sessions, which she conducts around the country, teaching insurance agents on how to deal with the Health Care Act. We're very fortunate to have Linda come to the chapter, come to Appleton on May 6th to help SCORE present some information that's going to be helpful to business owners. Well, with that, we're going to say thank you to our sponsors. We have sponsors who help bring the show to you each weekend, and we're very happy to have them be sponsors. They're good sponsors, and we hope you patronize these sponsors. They're Fox Communities Credit Union. Our guest this morning, Chris Allen, is a senior commercial loan officer with Fox Communities Credit Union. So thank you, Fox, for helping to sponsor BizTalk. Also want to say thank you to Alberts and Hailing. Randy mentioned Kurt Hailing is one of the speakers in the healthcare seminar. I believe Kurt is probably in a nice warm place right now, recovering from a busy tax
season. I would believe so, yeah. I think I heard the sound of running feet right around the morning of the 16th.
Yeah. And so thanks to Alberts and Hailing. Also thanks to Kevin Eisman at Epiphany Law, the business law boutique, a staff of attorneys who focus just on business law. So if you have a legal question, give Kevin a call. His number is interesting.
Hi. Welcome to
His number is 996-0000. That was not Kevin Eisman, by the way. He's got a much deeper voice. And then we also want to say thank you to eBiz Results, the company in Oshkosh, who built the BizTalkWithScore.com website for BizTalk. Thank you to Mr. Pulvermacher and all the staff. And also we want to thank Larry Desch and Jerry Mader at the Business News. They provide a little promotion for BizTalk in their biweekly periodical called the Business News. Now, if you're in business and you're not a subscriber to Business News, you really should consider it. For $20 a year, you're going to receive some really good information that's going to help you grow your business, and it comes out every other week. So thanks to the guys over at Business News. With that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We will meet Chris Allen, and we will put out the phone numbers for questions. And we hope you call us. You're listening to BizTalk and the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. A nice little beat this morning. That's a nice little beat.
Nice case.
Thanks,
Vicki. Yeah.
Well, we're back with you. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 this morning. We're a SCORE radio program, and we're a how-to program, and we want to bring to you some ideas on how to get things done in your business. Our guest this morning is Chris Allen. Chris is a senior commercial loan officer with one of our great sponsors, Fox Communities Credit Union. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Glad to have you on the show this morning.
Thanks.
Tell us a little bit about you and your background, and what do you do at Fox Communities Credit Union? What does a senior commercial loan officer do over there?
Sure. Yeah. Fox is, most people know, we got 15 locations throughout the Fox Valley, about $1 billion worth of assets.
That's
so we're
big.
A really good size.
You're one of those big gorillas out there.
Well, it's a great size, especially for small business. Mm-hmm. And small business is pretty well encompassing of a lot of businesses here in the Valley. So there aren't too many people we can't help. My function at Fox is to help small businesses and medium-sized businesses with their lending needs and depository needs as well. We got some other folks that help in that area too. And essentially, I've been doing this for about 15 years. Started pretty much working with small businesses my whole life, working with small businesses doing SBA loans, and then ultimately going over to the banking and credit union world probably about 7-8 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long have you been with Fox, and tell us about how many loans do they have? Do they do a lot of business loans over there? Because there's a lot of understanding that banks do the business loans and credit unions do consumer loans, but I know it's changing, and tell us how that's changed over at Fox, Chris.
Yeah, I'm actually a relatively new addition over at Fox. It's been about 6 months now. Prior to that, I was in the banking world at a bank. But from a lending standpoint, from a commercial standpoint, the credit unions have, for the last decade or so, been gaining a lot of momentum in
that
area.
Pretty active in that area.
Really active. Yeah. In fact, credit unions are turning out to be an excellent option for small businesses. And part of my function over at Fox is to help enhance our presence in the market as Fox. We have always been real active with an entity called the Business Lending Group.
The
Business Lending Group's been around for a long time. They do a tremendous job.
That's what they call a CUSO, right?
Yeah. Credit Union Service Organization.
Okay.
Exactly. And what it is it's a joint venture between us and several other credit unions around here. And they've been our active commercial arm for a very long time.
Actually, Steve Cools from the BLG has been on our program, and he'll be back again on June 7th, I think, as a guest.
Yeah, and again, they
do a great job.
They do a tremendous job over there. They've got actually a really they're a good size. They're one of the larger shops from a commercial lending standpoint in the valley.
So you work with the BLG, but you also do your own business
plan. Yes, yeah, and that's
a distinction then?
There is a little bit of a distinction, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, BLG has helped us out for a number of years. We do some stuff in-house that sending over to BLG wouldn't be as appropriate, and now we can handle even a little bit more.
Okay, yeah, you said, you have mentioned you have 15 different locations, 15 branches out there. Do you work with all of those branches, like a circuit rider, or does everybody have to come down to see you here in the Valley?
No, that's the nice thing about business lending. I'll actually go out to our small businesses or meet them at whatever branch is closest to them, if that's appropriate and time
or
permitting.
Or even at their own business.
Or especially at their own business.
It's more fun to go to their own
business. It's tremendously
I used
more
to
fun.
Love that.
And it actually helps you get a really good feel for how the business is doing, what they're doing, really trying to understand it. Because unlike personal loans or consumer loans, business lending is often tailored, very tailored to what that business is doing and what they're looking at. And understanding the risks associated with it is
another distinction
as well.
Is business loans is a relationship build business. You're always talking to that business owner at least once a year. When you do a home loan or a car loan, you're not necessarily talking to that borrower once a year, but it's a very customized relationship business.
Yeah, it is. And from a personal side at Fox, we like to think that we, you know, keep the relationship pretty at top of mind. Because that's what credit unions are. Credit unions are member-owned, not-for-profit organizations that our mission is to enhance the financial lives of our members.
They're your boss.
They really are. They really are, yes.
Well, we're going to take our first break here, Chris. We'll come back on the other side, continue this great conversation, and we're going to put out the phone numbers for you to call us. And if you have a question on a business loan or how one works or you've been wondering about something, you can give us a call, and the numbers we'll give out after the break. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Welcome back to BizTalk. Our guest this morning is Chris Allen, who's a senior commercial loan officer at Fox Communities Credit Union. Chris, have you ever had anyone come into your office and say that?
Say what? I want
lots
money.
Lots of money.
It happens.
It happens.
It most definitely does.
Yeah, and it's important that they need the money, but they need to be prepared.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, if you have a question for Chris, let's give out the phone numbers first. And if you have a question for Chris, give us a call at 281-1150 in Appleton. 281-1150 if you're outside the Appleton area in one of those remote areas where Fox has their 15 branches. You can call us at 866-887-1150.
Okay, well, Chris, we've been talking. We keep using the word, you know, commercial loans, business loans, and so on. Can you kind of break that down a little bit? What types of loans do you really offer as far as, I just want the money, sure. But there's a lot of different reasons. What kind of loans do you guys really do?
You know, we handle almost any type of commercial loan that you could do. And commercial is, the way I'm using it is interchangeable with small business in this case. But anywhere from commercial real estate, non-owner occupied commercial real estate, so the big rentals, that type of thing, to apartment complexes, to small business loans for things like machinery and equipment, lines of credit, all the way down to credit cards.
Retail, professional retail.
doctors, chiropractors, offices.
Yeah.
You do all those types of business
loans. There aren't too many types of businesses that I can think of that we won't take a look at.
Yeah, you won't do gambling and that
stuff. Yeah, that type of stuff is a little bit better suited for angel financing, I guess.
Most of us are familiar, of course, with the purchase loans where you're buying property, you're buying inventory, and so on. One of the other ones is a very key and important one is the line of credit.
Yes.
You just mentioned that. How do people, how do you work with people on that, and what do you recommend on that?
Well, each situation is a little bit different, and it's tough in broad strokes.
What is a line of credit?
First of all, a line of credit is a certain dollar amount. It's the business equivalent of a larger credit card almost. I mean, essentially, you can pull on it to fund your operating needs.
Just
like a credit card. And then when you get the money back from whatever your finances receivables and inventory, then you'll pay back the line of credit.
That's usually a one-year obligation?
Usually a one-year obligation. If we secure it with something other than just the working capital assets, which are the inventory and accounts receivable traditionally, then I can usually extend that out a little bit longer.
The other part would be a term loan, wouldn't it?
Lines
of credit, term loan.
Yep, exactly. A term loan, and that's what we would put in place for things like equipment, buildings, that type of thing.
And the other products you offer, you mentioned credit cards. What other? I'm a small business. What should I be thinking about as far as other financial products that you offer that I should be aware of?
Probably one of the biggest ones is our depository services. That's your day to day. That is what if you think about it, the loan we do, we get it done. It's put in place for a certain period of time.
Okay.
But day to day, the depository services are what's going to impact you the most.
And when you say depository services, we're talking about my checking account?
Your checking, okay. Savings. We sometimes interchange that with the line of credit as well. We'll throw that in because that you're using that on a more regular basis. Mm-hmm. But essentially, if you want to take a look at things like fees, the services that you're getting at the financial that you're at, those types of things, because that'll impact you on a daily basis.
So if I have a business that takes in a lot of checks or a lot of cash, makes regular daily deposits and so on, that's where I really have to look at those fees and make sure what is my charges out and how to handle it?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. And you want to make sure that it's easy and convenient for you because, again, if you're doing it somewhere where it's say you got to drive a half hour to get to make your deposit.
Right.
That's a half hour out of every day or every other day.
Okay.
Chris, when we're talking about loans for a business, we're talking about lines of credit and term loans. What about existing businesses versus startups? There are a lot of people who come to SCORE for mentoring assistance, and we help them put the business plan together, and they're just starting up their business. They've maybe worked at a business. They've got 20 years experience. Now they want to start their business, but it's a startup versus those businesses that are already in existence and they want to buy more equipment or maybe move from another financial institution to Fox Communities.
Yes.
So what's the difference between how you address an existing business and a startup?
Well, it really comes down to how it's underwritten because that's really when
the underwriting?
We do at Fox. It'll be me, my boss, Don.
They don't have to do the underwriting. They come in with a business plan, and then you do the evaluation.
And then we'll take a look. We'll take their information, run it through our process, and then come up with a loan decision based off of that. But we'll start with existing because that's usually the pretty easy. Those are the easiest ones to take a look at. What we look at there is the historic performance, essentially, and what they're trying to do. The easiest loans to get done are ones where the historic performance is enough to cover the proposed debt. So let's say they've been renting a building, been paying $2,000 a month in rent, and are making good money for themselves. If they want to buy a building that the loan's going to be $1,500 a month, that's a no-brainer. That's an easy one to do.
There's enough debt service coverage there.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll take a look and say, okay, the historic performance indicates that they're going to be able to pay back the loan. And that's one of the easier ones. And then the other end of the spectrum are the startups. And the startups really take a lot more effort on the small business owners side to convey how they're going to be successful because they don't have that history.
Really, what you're doing when you're doing your underwriting or your evaluation of an existing versus a startup is you're assessing the risk of not being repaid.
Exactly.
That's what it all boils down to.
Yeah.
And if someone's got a track record and can demonstrate they've been paying their loans, yeah. and they can pay the proposed loan from the cash flow.
Yeah.
That's easier to do than someone who's never been there. It's like a kid going to get a job and, well, I'll hire you if you've got experience. Well, I can't get experience if you don't hire me. It's kind of that quandary,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, and that's actually an kind of off to the side of that. That's an extremely good point. One of the things that I find when I'm talking with small business people, they don't understand why I'm not able to help with something that's a little bit more risky. And the reason we really try and mitigate risk is I'm lending out other people's money. I'm lending out your mom, your dad, your grandma's and grandpa's money.
Mm-hmm.
And
all the depositors' money.
All the depositors' money. And I can't afford to be wrong.
Right.
More than a certain percentage. And, right. and every loan you make, there's a risk of it not working out, and bad things happen, and we know that, and that's right. factored in. But we have to try and mitigate the risk as much so that we can protect really the people that are the core of what we're doing, and that's our members mm-hmm. and their deposits.
And Chris, if I'm a startup, okay, and this is this, and we all know that's the hard part is getting money for startups. If I'm a startup, I'm coming in to see you. What do I need to bring along? What should I have prepared that's going to make you a lot more interested in me?
Yes.
Because that's the key. I want you to be interested in my business and think I'm a worthwhile asset to yeah. your firm. So what do I need to do to bring to the table?
Again, startups being the hardest thing to finance
right.
because there's not a historic performance there of being able to generate the cash flow to support
mm-hmm.
a loan.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to bridge that gap, what you're going to need is a very, very solid business plan. You
okay.
know, something that is well thought out. You don't have to chalk it full and pack it full of all kinds of information and make it look like the Encyclopedia
right.
Britannica.
You don't weigh the application.
Yeah,
you actually
yeah,
read it.
You know, it used to be, we used to make loans by ounces, you know,
yeah.
the paperwork, but not anymore. No, it really comes down to it being well thought out,
okay.
supportable in terms of, the assumptions you've made
uh-huh.
in the financials. And then really what we take a look at are the financial projections that you're looking at.
Okay.
Going back to the support, trying to make sure that it makes sense to us. And then from there, we will take a look and, you know, the last 2-3 years of personal tax returns.
Okay.
The last 2-3 years of personal tax returns, a personal financial statement, because startups, again, we're going to rely a lot more on the small business person themselves. To make the credit decision. And that's actually a good point. Overall, for almost every small business, it's very difficult to separate the individual from the company
right.
For small business because you know, oftentimes there's one, maybe two or three owners. They're all individuals. So we take a look at the people behind the business as
credit
well.
Credit score.
Yeah, credit score is extremely important because it shows that you've been able to handle your personal business
right.
in a professional manner.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that'll translate to everything else. And then, you know, essentially we take a look and if you're solid from that side, it helps us from the business side.
Yeah, one of the biggest myths I run into is someone will say, okay, fine, I'm going to be an LLC, I'm an S-Corp, or I'm a C-Corp, so my personal assets and so on don't come into play.
Yeah.
You want to blow that one away for me?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, especially, well, at the credit union, we need to have personal guarantees for every loan,
okay.
every business loan that we make. But in small business, it's almost impossible these days to separate yourself from that, from the
okay.
personal side of things. The LLCs, the incorporations and those types of corporate structures help from a number of different standpoints, from tax planning to liability to everything. But from a lending standpoint, we're lending in a space where if the small business person doesn't want to guarantee the loan,
you won't make the loan.
We won't make the loan because if you're not willing to stand behind your business, that doesn't give us a whole lot of confidence.
And to Randy's point, an LLC is a very critical thing. Every business should have one because it limits the legal exposure to just the assets of the business, not to the personal assets. But the guarantee is one of the exceptions that the business owner can grant to expose their personal assets to a claim, and that's required by the lender.
Yes.
So it's prudent to have a business mm-hmm. form as an LLC or a corporate structure, S-Corp, C-Corp.
Yep.
But the exception to that, getting at personal assets, is given by the business owner when they sign the guarantee to the lender to get the money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one other question I have for you on startups and loans, is there are times when you have to say no.
Yeah.
You decline a loan.
Yeah.
Tell us about that process, and it's really not a personal thing, is it?
Oh, gosh, absolutely not. There are often a lot of times I'll go through the underwriting process. I'll work with a small business person. They'll give me all the information, and for one reason or another, there's just I can't make the loan because of the risk profile associated with it. And the one takeaway I always want people to walk away with is, hey, this isn't an indictment on you or your idea or your intellect or anything associated with it. It's just this doesn't fit what we're looking for in order of lending. And the other thing I tell people are banks and credit unions are a lot like people. Each one has their own personality, their own likes, their dislikes, in terms of what they like to do. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, there are some deals that are very doable and some deals that are just not going to get done anywhere, but there's a lot of gray in between. So what we do, what I tell people is, hey, you might have to go to 3, 4, 5, 6, even 10 different financial institutions before you're able to find somebody willing to do your project, and don't take that personally. That's just
When you do decline a loan, you tell them why they declined and what they need to do to get an approval.
Yes.
And if they take that approach with the 10 lenders that they're talking about, they're going to get an education.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're going to learn that maybe they need to change the structure of their request.
Hmm.
And it makes sense for them. The other thing I want to ask you, Chris, is because when I was a lender, I got really pumped up about this stuff, is when you're a lender and you're working with a new business owner who comes in and wants to start a landscaping business, you already have 3 or 4 or 10 landscapers in your business, in your credit union, or in your background. You know what makes a good landscaper.
Yes.
So business owners should go to the lender and say, what do I have to do to improve my business?
Yeah.
Over a cup of coffee, you're not paying an hourly rate?
Exactly. Bankers are the third leg of the stool of advisors that small business people should have. One should be a good attorney. One should be a good accountant, and one should be your banker. And because we do see a lot in the market, we do have a lot of experience in your type of business. We can offer insights without conveying confidential information, because that would never happen. And
you won't breach.
Oh my gosh, no, that's extremely important, that confidentiality. But we can give enough advice based off of our view of things to provide a lot of benefit.
Chris, not that I want to add on to what you're saying, but really we should be using a four-legged stool here, because you missed one.
I did.
The most important one is, well, there's two that are important, but one is the insurance guy too.
Yeah.
You can't keep him out of that, because that's very, very important to have a good business insurance background as well working with you. And then of course the platform of the stool itself, and of course that's us. That's the mentors.
Yeah.
That I got to get a plug in there that
you
way.
Mean score?
Score, yeah.
Score.
Yeah.
Score mentors.
Yes, score mentors.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And we do work
on that. Yeah.
We do work closely with financials. Score was started by the Small Business Administration,
yeah.
And you guys do SBA loans at Fox. A lot of lenders do SBA loans. So there is a very good working relationship between a lot of financial institutions and Score chapters, and that's why we have you on the program today.
Okay.
We have to take our last break right now. It's about 10 minutes to.
Okay.
We'll come back on the other side. We'll finish up the program with Chris. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to our final segment this morning. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And our guest is Chris Allen. He's a senior commercial loan officer with Fox Communities. Chris has about 15 years experience in the business lending arena. Chris, we've had a great conversation this morning. Can you tell us how we get a hold of you? Where do we reach you? Do we find you in one of the Fox offices, I would presume?
Yeah. My main office is our corporate headquarters, which is on the corner of KK or Calumet and
sure.
441. So that's where I'm housed. But probably the best place to reach me is by phone, which my direct line is 993-3632.
Yeah.
Or you can email me at C-A-L-L-E-N, so callen@foxcu.org.
That's pretty good. C. Allen.
Yeah.
Chris Allen.
Yeah.
That's very good.
I know.
You can make a movie out of that.
It's amazing how they come up with this stuff.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You're the money lender guy.
Okay. Well, getting on, you know, let's get personal a little bit on it a little bit. Okay. You're talking about all the different things that people have to have as far as their and so on. And the fact that when you're lending to them, it's not personal if they get turned down and so on. And yet, the personality of the person plays a lot. How do you see that as far as the person? What's their main thing they need to bring in as far as their personality?
Well, an enthusiasm for what they do.
Okay.
The best small business owners and managers that I've ever seen are the ones that live, breathe, die. Just everything is about this. They have a passion for what they're doing. And whether it's slinging beers or they have some sort of proprietary product. There is a passion behind it because that passion is going to drive them to be successful, and it's going to get them through hard times because most small businesses have very hard times, and you need that passion to get you through. Otherwise, it's way too easy to just say, I'm done.
Yeah, passion is not limited to 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm. No, it most definitely isn't.
It's not a job.
It isn't. It's a life.
You just love it.
And that's the thing that'll keep them going on to that next financial institution or to take their plan and their loan app to somebody and just keep moving on, not taking it as a personal thing, but having that passion to drive.
No, and a lot of times for startups, the adversity, that is your first adverse situation is trying to find the financing. Mm-hmm. And you plow through that. You get through it because the next adversity that comes up, you're going to have to plow through that as well.
One other thing is I run into people today all the time who say, where can I get a business loan? I've been to the bank and I say, you know, banks, like you said earlier, Chris, banks and credit unions, they both do business loans. Credit unions are very active in it, and credit unions are owned by the members of the credit union. But money is green, and banks have their lending parameters, their regulations, their tolerances, and so do credit unions. Mm-hmm. So the business owner should be willing to check out both sides. I mean, check the banks, check the credit unions. Don't think of credit unions just as consumer loans anymore, because your credit union is $1 billion, and you've got $30 million in business loans.
Yeah, we're an area that is we've got a lot of credit unions around here, a lot of really good ones.
Yes.
And it's not just, like you said, it's not just for personal loans anymore. We have a lot of business products that would suit a lot of people around here.
I work with CUNA, Credit Union National Association of Madison, are a client of mine, and I get some information often about the national play. And Wisconsin is one of the leading credit union states in the nation. Sure. A lot of people don't understand that in terms of business lending.
Yeah. Well, especially around here, we've had some changes in the finance environment. There's always changes, you know, things happening in banking.
Yep.
People like to deal with local, and they like to deal with entities that are large enough to service their needs. And we've been seeing a tremendous influx from a lot of the transition that's been going on in the banking market. We've been seeing a lot of people using that as a reason to come over and take a look at us. And when they do, most of them don't walk out the door without a loan.
No,
really?
Okay.
Yeah, it's an amazing opportunity.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. It's getting close to that time of the show. So Chris, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot just a little bit and ask you for
a lot. Put the pressure on.
All right. For your biz tip, that little gem of wisdom.
You mean this blank spot on my pad of paper where it says biz tip?
Yes,
Please put one in.
That note that you didn't put down there.
Yes. Yeah, no, in fact, we just touched on it. One is probably the best tip I can have is, as a small business owner, make sure that you have the passion for what you're doing because, adversity is always going to present itself. And without that passion, the chances of getting through that adversity are diminished.
Okay.
One other question for you, Chris. In terms of the business plan, you mentioned having a really good business plan. There can be a lot of hype in there, a lot of good research, and it's all important, and the business owners spend a lot of time doing it. But what makes a good business? Tell us again, what is a good business plan for you to make your decision?
Yeah, sure. A good business plan is one that's concise, easy to get through, has strong financial projections, well-detailed, well documented from an assumption standpoint, because I need to understand if you're going to say you're going to make $1 million, how are you going to do
that? Where are you getting it from? How many customers do you have? What's your market size?
Exactly. Yeah. And most of the plans should support those financial projections and convey what you're doing. If it's something that's out there in the market right now, that's pretty easy. You don't have to make as much. But if it's something new or something different or you're doing a spin on something, you need to make sure that you can convey that.
And Randy and I like to think that if someone needs help building a business plan, contact SCORE at foxcities.score.org.
Yep.
And we have people trained to help do that.
Well, we have two things. We have the expertise, but we're also free, which for those of you who are looking for a startup and so on, that's very, very important. Chris, I got one other question for you. You said we, you know, to get in touch with you by phone and so on. What area do you cover? How large an area around here? Where do, you know?
Yeah, Fox's territory is basically from Oshkosh to north of Green Bay and then the counties that surround that.
Okay.
So it's a pretty wide swath, northeast Wisconsin, essentially.
And
then with Business Lending Group, we can go even all the way down to Milwaukee.
Okay, and I should call you at?
At 993-3632.
Okay, so you can give us some help then and get things going for us.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Is any loan too big for you?
Well, generally, we'll say no for the small business side.
I mean, you can go within $20 million if you had to.
If we had
to. You've got the BLG group and you've got your network and everything.
Exactly, yep. We can get pretty big. There aren't too many, there really aren't too many small businesses around here that we can't help.
Are there any industries that shouldn't apply for a loan?
I never want to discourage anybody.
No, there are. I mean,
bars and restaurants are
gambling,
difficult. Gambling.
Gambling.
Yep.
Illegal stuff.
Illegal stuff.
Don't
things,
even think about it.
Yeah.
Yet, right?
Yes.
But the riskier ones might be bars and restaurants.
Correct.
There are some successful bars and restaurants.
There are. And that's why I never want to discourage anybody from talking to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there are those that you just won't qualify for a loan.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to have our guest next week is Epiphany Law, and then the following weekend we have our Linda Hines as our guest. She's the keynote speaker for the Healthcare Act coming up, the seminar we're doing on May 6th.
Right.
Welcome to our show this morning. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.